Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to you who are coming to us by way of Blog Line, and combined there are millions, over 100 million different listeners combined as reported to us by the officials of these lines. And we want to thank you so very much for being with us. We do treat you with respect and honor. God bless you. This is a great day to give God praise. We were created for that. And to not do that is rebelling against the creative ability of God. And we just want to just not be rebellious nor stubborn, as in 1 Samuel 15:23. But we want to just, we want to be willing. And if we be willing, oh my God, God will bless us. God will give us blessings untold. Thank you, all those who realize that this is the new awakening. Yes, we were moved away from the give me, give me, give me approach to God, now to the thank you, thank you, thank you approach. And God is proving his word to be true. Before we call, he will answer, and while we're yet speaking, God will hear. He is hearing and blessing in an ultra awesome and phenomenal way. Yes, I did make that mistake one day and say, God, you are so awesome. God stopped me and said, don't call me awesome. And I was blown away. I said, Lord, is that you or is that the enemy? Don't call God awesome. And he said, it's me. I heard you calling a preacher the other day awesome. They preached. So you call them awesome. And then a singer sung and you called them awesome. He said, don't ever put me on the level of any man or any woman. And don't ever put a man above me. And don't ever put a woman above me. He said, I'm the creator. I created all men and all women. And when you do that, God was showing me that you sin against him. He was talking to me, Bernard Johnson, and because he heard me call somebody else awesome. Well, I've stopped calling him awesome. I said, God, I won't use that word any longer. He said, oh, no, no, that's not what I'm trying to get you to do. I'm trying to get you to realize that when you address me, if you call human beings awesome, then put me on a different level above them. I am the creator. And I said, God, I know the word ultra. That means the highest. He said, he gave me permission to call him ultra awesome. Amen. That was for me. And so I keep him above everybody. I don't put anybody on this level. I don't listen to anybody above God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. I believe that. I believe he's a jealous God. And I believe that when you put people on his level, he's jealous. Amen. And so I don't do that. I try my best not to. If I have or you heard me do it, forgive me. I'm just a human being. I'm not anything but a human being. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings. God bless you on this line. I love all of you. Amen. I just want to try to do what God gave me, the assignment he gave me. Another thing he gave me was a new assignment. He said, son, I want you to help people around the world to realize how good I have been to them. Okay, if you hear me mention this several times, it may be because everybody doesn't get it at the same time. And because it's not your assignment, it is my assignment to help people realize how good he's been. He said, I have not just done a few things for him overnight. I haven't done 100 things for him overnight. God said he's done thousands of things for you since yesterday morning and to this morning. He's done thousands of things. And that's why perhaps you see me getting a little frustrated at you all when you're so slow to give him praise. It seems like people are so selfish. They only think about themselves. I'm tired. I'm sleepy. I mean, that's a selfish thing to say if somebody has done thousands of things for you, and you too tired to do one. My God, that's why you see your chief ambassador a little frustrated, because I realize this. How did I get to that point? I got to that point because the Lord, led me into spending 1,000 days of fasting with him. And I see things many times that I don't want to see, but I see them. Amen. But he's done thousands of things for you since yesterday morning. You ought to be ready to give him praise and adoration. Amen. God knows he's been good to you. If you could have seen how your name was on the list to go in last night, and God looked at the list, the devil couldn't, I'll just say death could not perform any action like that until God looked at the list and saw your name on there. And God said, take that one off, take that one off, take that one off. I'm going to give them a little longer, I'm going to give them a little longer. Oh, take that one off, I'm going to give them 10 years, I'm going to give them, this one right here, he's been faithful, or she's been faithful. Take it off, put 20 years on there. Yeah. And God altered the list for you, just for you. Amen. That's why it would be ludicrous. Some of y'all have had the Lord to be so good to you and use people to be so good to you. And then you turn around and treat them so badly and treat others who haven't done much for you like kings and queens. Amen. The Lord has been so good to us. Let's plan on giving praise. I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to ask for you all to come in and praise him. Amen. And when you praise him, amen, praise him with all your heart, with all your might, with all your soul. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, may I have the privilege of addressing you. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I remember when I asked for the privilege, I remember Esther, who was to go before the king, and she knew that unless the king held out his scepter, she could not approach him. Oh, God, I come before you knowing that you have held out your scepter when you split the veil, and now I can come before you for myself. I need not ask any priest or priestess. Lord, you split the veil and said, come on, Bernard. Thank you for it. I honor you more than I honor any being on the face of this earth. You are God, and you are the creator of everything. You created not only the good, but you created the evil. Why? For your glory. And therefore, we give you glory, God, for everything you've done for us. Woke us up this morning, give you glory. Started us on our way, give you glory. Gave us eyes to see, give you glory. Gave us ears to hear, legs to walk, a mouth to talk, all of our organs in our body functioning, give you glory. All of the cells in our body are normal cells. Give you glory. If there be any unnormal cells, we ask that you change them and make them normal. You can do it. We know you can do it. You've healed so many things on this line: cancer, diabetes, back trouble, head trouble, eye trouble, ear trouble, stomach trouble, feet trouble, leg trouble, heart trouble, every kind of trouble we can name. You've healed it. And we want to give you glory and adoration. We thank you, Lord, for forgiveness for every sin, sins of commission, and sins of omission. God, you've done it all. Who wouldn't serve you? You're the best father that anybody could have. Oh, God, we love you. I hope somebody is listening to this prayer, Lord, and seeing how much I give you praise. And I hope it gets in the spirit of people that you are to be praised and adored more than anybody and anything on the face of this earth. God, in all our ways, we try to acknowledge you because we know that you will direct our path. And we thank you for it. In all of our ways, we try to give you glory. In all of our ways, we try to give you praise. Now, Lord, thank you for this day, for every person, for the anointing of the Holy Ghost that's already prevalent and present on this line. Circumference us with your anointing, Lord. Destroy every yoke. Don't allow the enemy to sift your people as wheat. And in the name of Jesus, pray for us, as you did Jesus, as you prayed for Peter. And we thank you for it, because when you pray for us, the Father hears. When you pray for us, things happen. And when you pray for us, my God, miracles come into place. Now, bless, 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 bless. The anointing we offer this line to you, the auspices of the Holy Ghost. Come on in, Holy Ghost, and take over. We wait on you. We give you glory and adoration. Now, Lord, let this day be a bumper day. Bless the people in an ultra awesome. In Jesus' name we pray and give you the glory and praise for it. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Remember, specifically, I pray for Bishop Hagen, that you deliver him from that hospital. Look on Bria and deliver her in the name of Jesus. Bless, bless, bless. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless all of you. Good morning.
Good morning.
To all of you on the line. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Amen. God bless you, please. Don't think I'm so hard on many of you. Amen. If you'll follow me, the old folks used to say, if you can take it, you can make it. Amen. The things I'm issuing out are good things for you. They will bless your life if you will receive them. Amen. The Lord is a gentleman. He will not force himself on anybody. You have to want the Holy Ghost and want him in your life and want to listen to him in order to get the blessing to move to a new level. Amen. Let's speak to the Lord this morning. Good Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good
morning.
Good morning.
Amen.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Amen. And let's go to God. And I want everybody from every area code, please praise the Lord this morning and give him glory and adoration, and thank him for what he's done for you. Would you do that? Amen. Love you, darlings. Amen. Let's praise him right now. Lord, we praise you. This is a praise check to everybody.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
We glory in you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for what you've done. In the name of Jesus, God, these people are praising you.
Thank you, Lord. On the line, I thank and praise the Lord for his goodness. I thank him for waking me up this morning, waking me up without a pain in my body, and I just thank and praise the Lord for that. The Lord is good, and he just brought me through so many things, and he always brought me out victorious, and I thank him. I thank him for what he brought me through, because the hardness that I had was just the making of me and letting me know how to depend on God. And I thank and praise the Lord for this land This line has certainly been a blessing to me. I wake up looking forward to getting on the line, and I thank him for it. The Lord is good, and he's worthy to be praised. I want to say just here, the line is open to each and every one to give your own praise to the Lord, because the Lord is good, and he's just done so many marvelous things in my life, and I thank him for it this morning. The line is open. Anyone? If not, I'm going to tell some more. I want to thank the Lord for how the Lord came into my life when I was 20 years old, how my mother-in-law told me about holiness, told me what I didn't know what God expected, what he really wanted out of my life. I really didn't know. I just went from day, you know how we just did back in the day. We just went from day to day. We didn't know about God and didn't know about holiness. But she took the Bible and she showed me, she said, on this side is holiness, holy, on this side is nothing. And she, not only did she tell me about it, but she lived it. So she didn't go to the left and she didn't go to the right. And I just think, and she invited me to church with her, and I saw the Lord working in the people and the Holy Ghost. My God, it just something. I didn't get saved that day, but I never was the same anymore. And I wasn't satisfied till the Lord filled me with the Holy Ghost, and I'm still looking for more of God. And the line is still open.
I would just want to thank God for Sunday. The Lord moved that amazing grace. I don't know how to even describe it on a level that I really haven't seen him move. Like, it was so ultra awesome. It was a move of God in a very gracious and holy and wondrous and phenomenal way. My God, I just, when I think about what God did, it just makes me kind of shiver. Amen. And the Holy Ghost was moving in their soul. My God, as we preach this sermon called From the House to the Gate. I may preach that on my day, on Friday. Amen. From the house to the gate. Just want to tell you this, that God can turn it around for you. By the time you leave your house and get to the gate, God can turn it around. He's done it for me, proved himself for me. And I want to thank you. God bless you. Back to you, Mother Digby.
God bless you, Dr. Johnson. The line is still open.
Anybody who has a praise report.
Good morning.
All right.
This is Ambassador-elect Calvin, Texas, giving honor to God, giving honor to Chief Ambassador Johnson and Lady Betty and all the ambassadors and ambassadors. Elect, I thank the Lord for blessing me to see another beautiful day. And I'm going to make it quick this morning, but I know y'all have heard me mention about my son getting all those speeding tickets, and he paid for every one of them, and he had a temporary driver's license to go to work. And so he sent me an email and said that he was eligible to get his driver's license again. And, of course, they suspended, as you know, when you get all those tickets. Well, they told him he had to take a driving test, which he got off work and did that. And then after he did that, they said he had to take the driving test again. Of course, that means you have to take another day off. So he said, Mama, I have to take the driving test. I said, well, son, do whatever you have to do so you won't get back in that situation again. So day before yesterday, he got a letter in the mail. He didn't go to his mailbox every day, but when he went to the mailbox, he opened it up. He said, Mama, look. He said, here's my driver's license. He kept looking. He said, Mama, they're the real driver's license. They said that I had to take the driver's test. He said, don't expire to 2023. I said, but God keeps blessing you over and over again. I say, see what I say? He blessed you when you wasn't back with Christ like you should have been. But look what he just keep on giving your life to Christ, and he'll do things for you I'll never be able to do. So I just continue. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for this prayer line, and y'all have a blessed day.
Thank you. God bless. I heard another one on the line at the same time. Go right ahead.
Yes, this is Evangelist Gloria Ellington. I just want to praise the Lord for everything that he has done for me. And when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank God for saving me. On Saturday evening, my son went to pick my grandchildren up from the train station downtown Chicago. And he dropped them off here, and he was on his way home to Indiana. And someone cut him off, and his truck ran into the ditch. And that was about 1 a.m. in the morning, Sunday morning. And God just blessed him to walk away from that accident without a scratch. And I praise and I thank God for his protection, because I always pray before any of the children, and even for myself, when we get in a car or a truck or anything, God, cover us with the blood of Jesus. And I know that the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail much. God bless, and thank God for his protection from dangers seen and unseen. And down through the years, I've heard Dr. Johnson and others say, God's been good to us, and we've been so blessed. And I thank God for just a wonderful, wonderful Mother's Day. I couldn't have dreamed of the blessings that God has bestowed upon me. Thank God.
Thank God. Thank God. Glad to hear your voice again. And the line is still open.
I want to thank God for Sister Gloria Ellington. She just brought it to my mind that the Lord has been good to the mother, to the nation. He took her home. Down here, she had two bad legs. But they tell me up in heaven, they have a tree. In fact, the word says that there's a tree for the healing of the nation. I believe that as soon as her feet struck Zion, I believe that she got that tree and got three leaves off there. One for one bad leg, another one for the other bad leg, and maybe she put the other one on her back. And she doesn't have to hobble no more.
Amen.
She's walking around heaven all day. I know she had a phenomenal, ultra awesome Mother's Day. Thank you, Sister Gloria Ellington, for reminding me of that. Oh, my God. What a wonderful time she had on Mother's Day.
Thank
God for her. Back to you, Mother Digby.
Thank God.
Back to you.
Amen. Thank the Lord for those beautiful testimonies. The line is still open. I hear somebody trying to get on. The line is open.
Nobody else has a praise report, I guess. I'm wondering.
Amen.
Anybody else have a praise report this morning?
This is Sister Linda from Utah, and I just want to say, I thank the Lord for letting me see another day that Mother promised to me. And I just thank the Lord for what he's doing. He's making a way for me to come to the conference, and I'm so excited about it. So I just want to say, good morning, Jesus. Nice having you here. I hear your bells. Whenever you're near, there goes my burden, there goes my fear. Good morning, Jesus. Nice having you here. So I just want to say that.
Thank God.
Thank God.
That gave me a lift. Sister Linda, come on, sing it one more time.
Good morning, Jesus. Nice having you here. But I hear doorbells whenever you're near. There goes my burden. There goes my fear. Good morning, Jesus. Nice having you here. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord, thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for that praise. Nice having you here.
Yes.
The line is still open.
Brother Digby, I don't want to take all the time, but I was just reminded, I want to thank God. Someone called me not too long ago, and they had gotten me a booth there at the Holy Convocation in St. Louis. And they just took the liberty to really go ahead and get me a booth there. It made me feel so good. And what a wonderful thing they had done for me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You know who I'm talking to. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, thank you.
Back
to you, Mother. Back to you.
All right. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for getting your booth, Dr. Johnson. I can remember how you always played that saxophone, and after you weren't playing anymore, somebody else tried it, but looked like they never quite got it to your level. But we thank the Lord for you playing it then. And whenever I mention it to anybody, you know, to the people that used to go at that time, when I say used to play this, they know who I'm talking about. And I thank the Lord for that. The line is still open.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Renee McKnight from Texas, area code 325.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. Go right ahead.
I just want to thank God for letting me see another day, and thank Dr. Bernard Johnson and his wife, Betty Johnson. And I'd just like to say thank you for God for doing what all he's done in my life so far. And he's still doing a lot for me. And I want to thank everybody on the prayer line, and I love y'all all. And I'm so glad that Watsing Cobb gave me this number. I mean, this prayer line lifts me up every morning. I look forward to listening to all the praise reports. And that's my praise report. I love y'all all, and y'all all have a blessed day, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, that's good, Mother. Thank you, Mother Digby. I appreciate it. Thank you. You did a wonderful, wonderful job.
Thank you.
Amen. Sister Renee McKnight, if you
hear
me, I want to ask you this morning, Sister Renee, you have
got
so much energy, and I thank God for you.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you would get the prayer request today. I may ask you to get the praise reports tomorrow, but the prayer request today. People who have a prayer request, and if you have one, make it known, you yourself. Amen. We want to see God do some miracles. He is a miracle worker. I don't care what anybody says. I know for myself that God is a miracle worker. Is there anybody else on here who knows for yourself that God is a miracle worker? If he is, why don't you give vent and support that by saying, I know it. Amen. I know it. Anybody? He's a miracle worker, huh?
Amen.
Yeah.
He is a miracle worker.
Yes, he is. I wouldn't be caught by sitting there if he's done a miracle for you. And there's a time to support the Lord. Y'all got to remember, I'm a man. And I'm not a woman talking softly. And old darlings and sweet and so sweet. And I'm a man. Amen. You can't put me on the level of a woman. A man is more forceful. If God had done miracles for you, I wouldn't be sitting there not saying amen. God has done
miracles, and he is a miracle worker. What y'all think about it? What y'all say about it? Is he?
Amen. He is.
Thank you.
Yeah.
God bless you. Go ahead, Sister Renee, get your prayer request, and if you would, ask for other prayer requests. Amen. We're going to put... Go ahead.
My prayer request is I want to thank God for I was having car trouble back in November. God sent me a newer model car. It's a Lincoln, and I know that was God, and he's still working. I mean, I got a job. I really enjoy my new job, and that, I mean, he has done so much for me, and that's my prayer, and I'd like to take another prayer request. Who will be next?
Because Renee, isn't that the answer to prayer? That job we had it on the prayer line here that you get a job.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
God
yes.
Answer that prayer. Oh my God! Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
All
Jesus.
Right, go ahead.
I really like it too. I love my job.
That's good. All right, go ahead and get other prayer requests. That's good.
Okay, anybody have another prayer request? The line is open.
This is Evangelist Gloria Ellington. I am opening up a little store, and I'm just asking for God's blessings upon the store and that the customers will come, and I just ask for divine favor to surround me as a shield.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. I just pray that God opens doors for you. And these things we ask in your name, Jesus.
Thank you. God bless.
You're welcome.
I receive it in Jesus' name.
Yes. Is there another prayer request? The line is open to you.
Amen. This is Ambassador Elect Johnson in Texas. I want to keep my cousin up in prayer named Carolyn, the one that has the cataracts on both eyes. And I'm asking God for a miracle. Healing miracle for her to heal her eyes and make a way for her. She needs God to work miracles in her life, and I'm asking the saints to connect in prayer with me that God would work a miracle of healing and deliverance for her.
Ambassador, like Mother Digby, I'm asking God to give my pastor a brand new heart. He had a quadruple bypass, and he's doing well, but it just came to me to ask God for him a brand new heart.
I'm going to take that prayer request. Amen, and the one for Carolyn also. Do you mind, Sister Renee?
No, sir. Go ahead.
Amen. Let me say to you, Mother Digby, there are only two entities that can really speak to you, the entity of good and the entity of evil. Do you think the entity of evil put it on your heart to ask that God would give your pastor a brand new heart?
No.
Or do you think it was the entity of good?
It was the entity of good.
The Lord put that on your heart.
Yes, I believe that.
The enemy wouldn't want you to ask for a new heart for your pastor. He comes to destroy and to kill and to steal. It had to be God that put that on your heart. And the reason why I'm emphasizing that so much, since you know that the Lord put that on your heart, he wouldn't have put it on your heart unless he had the power to do it and unless he wanted to do it. He said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you would find. Knock and the door shall be opened. That's why he put it on your heart that you would ask that your pastor would have a brand new heart. Amen. I got enough faith to believe it with you. Amen. And so let's ask him. I'm going to ask you if you would lead that prayer. I'll close it. And let's see what the Lord does for him in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, Mother.
Go ahead and pray.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead and pray that prayer.
Precious Father, in the name of Jesus. God, thank you. Thank you for your goodness.
Thank you, Lord.
God, thank you for answered prayer. Look on my pastor right now, God. Look on Dr. Elder Jamal. God, you see his heart. God, a good person, concerned about others. God, I'm desiring that you give him a brand new heart. You are the heart regulator. God, you made that heart. God, you're able today. I'm looking to you by faith in the mighty name of Jesus that you give him a new heart and that you bless his family and bless his wife and give her better health. Give her traveling grace, God, as they went out of town. God, I'm looking for you to bless that whole little group, our pastor's wife and the other three ladies that went with her out of the country. God, give them traveling mercy in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I'm going to give you the glory and give you the praise and the honor because there's no one like you. In Jesus' name, thank the Lord. Amen.
And Father, I just add to Mother Digby's prayer for her pastor, Pastor Jamal, to receive a brand new heart. I know you can do it. My faith is there because I saw it on television that a man opened up this person and took the heart out and held it in their hands. I saw it, Lord. I saw it with my own eyes. I saw them take the heart out during this operation and hold the heart in their hand and massage the heart. And when they got it working again and moving again, like it should have been, they put it back in and sewed the man up. May I ask you a question knowing the answer, Lord, but may I ask you like Abraham asked you a question. Lord, if a man can do that, can you even do that? And even more a man can do? Why can we not believe that if a man can take a heart out of a man's body and massage it and put it back in and sew it back up and the heart work better, why can we not believe that you are able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or even think? I don't put you on that level. I know you can do more. You can replace that heart. Man could replace that heart. How come we can't believe that you can replace the heart? God,
your conference recording has stopped. This conference is being recorded.
We thank you for it, and we praise you for in advance, Lord, for giving Pastor Jamal a brand new heart. Oh, and we thank you for it. I'm just laughing, God. I believe you with tears of joy in my heart that you're going to do this for Pastor Jamal. Well, you wouldn't have brought it to Mother Digby if you didn't want to do it. And thank you for it in Jesus' name.
Thank you,
God. And Lord, look on Sister Carolyn with cataracts. The same thing for her. I know that you can move, Lord, through doctor's hands and other means. But you can take cataracts off. If you put the ability for them to grow, you can cancel the assignment for them to just fall off. Amen. Yeah, my God, animals have things that grow skins that grow over them, and then they fall off. Let these cataracts fall off, come out of her eyes, and let them peel off and her receive a miracle. We want to talk about what you've done. We want to talk about you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask and think. We talk about how you took Dr. Mary Lacey off of dialysis. We talk about how you took others, the mother to the nation, Mother Edley Johnson, how her feet were so swollen she couldn't wear shoes. And you blessed us to pray for her, and God, her feet went down, and I saw it with my own eyes. She wore shoes at church every Sunday. We talk about how her back was hurting so bad, but I witnessed it with my own ears, her saying that her back was healed. Thank you for it. You can do exceeding abundantly above everything. And so we believe you to touch Sister Carolyn, increase her faith to believe you to be able to do it. more so in Jesus' name. Give her a miracle. And so we can talk about you even more and give you glory even more. Thank you, Lord. Look on Sister Gloria Ellington, that sweet lady, God.